Well, I just want to thank Lord for being here today. I was in praying for a new job. The one I'm at now, just haven't been having the greatest of times. You know, I started applying. I've been asking the Lord for a job closer to home. I needed to make the same amount of money I'm making now, and just for a good working environment. So I applied for a job over at Delmar Gardens, which is like 10 minutes from home. A lot of other people also applied for it. And, you know, we had to go through a lot of interviewing. And I think it was like me and 10 other people. I ended up getting the job, and I know that, you know, God really favored me, so I'm just really thankful for that. So.
Amen.
Good morning, Brother Lonnie. Take the mic.
Safe and secure. Safe and secure from all alarms. You know, I deliver at night, and it's just me and darkness. And I don't know if you heard, but a taco driver got robbed maybe 3 weeks ago. You know, so we're kind of on edge a little bit. And I was at this Domino's in Kirkwood. It's about 4:30 in the morning, and I come out of the store, and the store is wide open. You know, you leave the door open, you make your deliveries, and there's this guy, and I saw him first. I said, "How's it going?" And he said, "All right, all right." And then he's kind of mumbling to himself like he was looking for an address. And so I got back to the trailer, and I was watching for him then. Well, he was gone. I thought, you know, I don't know if he had criminal intent, but if he did, the Lord protected me. You know, they always have the element of surprise, and I took that away because I saw him first. And I praise the Lord, and like her testimony, you know, I'm not getting any younger, and some of these jobs are really hard, and I thought, I'm looking for another job. But I didn't want to lose any money on it. So I think I got one. It'll be a lot easier. I get to come home every night.
Praise the Lord.
And it's about the same pay. I'm about 99% sure I got it. So.
Like 100%. 100%. Let's make it 100%. Amen. In Jesus' name, Brother Lonnie, we claim it. 100%. Because 99.5 won't do.
It's right.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's just a,
I was blessed when we were singing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. I liked that song. And it came back to me about two and a half weeks ago. I was in the hospital and they made a colonoscopy on me. You know, that was hard for me to begin with, you know. But then everything seemed to be all right. And last week they called me up and they said the pathology report came back and it is all right. I didn't even know they took a pathology report. I don't even know what it is, but I think it was about cancer and stuff like this, you know. But the Lord, he protects us, and so he took that worry away from me that I didn't know they made that test, you know. So I didn't have to worry about it because I worry about a lot of things, you know. So, and we're just praising the Lord, and we're thanking him for everything, and we're leaning on him because right now I cannot do everything that I want to do. I need his help. I say, Lord, help me. You know, so, and today, Peter and I, we are celebrating our 57th wedding anniversary. He doesn't know what's going on, but I made him a good breakfast, I made good dinner, you know, stuff like this, you know, for me, you know, but he's all right, but he doesn't comprehend. He's basically... You know, he's in La La Land. He sleeps a lot, you know. So, but I'm praising the Lord for what I have. Amen. I always look back for what I have, you know. And I'm just thanking the Lord for everything. And I'm glad to be here. It always makes me good. Makes me feel good when I come in here. There is something in here. It's the presence of the Lord and the love of all my brothers and sisters. I can feel that. And that was blessing me. All right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
I won't go through everything, but anyway, last Sunday when Clay came to church, he was in pain, and we were going home, and the pain just got unbearable. Mm-hmm. So we got home, and then he said, well, I better go to the hospital. So we went up to Christian. And they did a CAT scan and found out that he had a kidney stone. Mm. And when the doctor came in, he said, well, the one good thing about this is that it had passed. You know, the kidney stone had passed. So I was so shocked when the nurse came in. He was telling the nurse, the Lord bless me. My kidney stone had passed. The Lord was good to me. You know, I was just... Knowing Clay, I was just totally shocked. But the Lord is good.
Lord is good.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Aren't we glad we serve a God that we can depend on, that we can lean on his everlasting arms? We can get the top of the line job, Brianna. I work for Delmar Gardens. They like the cream of the crop. God's people are supposed to be the cream of the crop.
Amen.
We're supposed to get the good reviews, the good jobs, and whatever God has if we serve him faithfully. Amen. Now, I want y'all to help me sing this song. Y'all know it. My God reigns.
My God reigns.
My God reigns.
My God reigns.
Lord, you reign above every name. My God reigns.
My God reigns.
My God reigns.
My God reigns.
Lord, you reign above every name. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Sing, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Tell him, my God reigns.
My God reigns.
Lord, you reign above every name. My God reigns.
My God reigns.
Lord, you reign.
Lord, you reign.
Lord, you reign above every name. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. We thank the Lord for that.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for somebody that we can depend on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord this morning, everybody. I just want to thank the Lord for being here today. That's all. I want to thank him for a good week. I had a good week. I feel good. I've been feeling good all week. I told the Lord, I said, I ain't begging for nothing. I know everybody else been asking for something this morning, so I ain't going to ask for nothing. I'm all right. So I let you listen to them this morning because, really, I am all right. I feel like everything been going right this week. So I want to thank him for a good week and a good, safe week at that. For all of us.
Yes.
You got your health. I'm praying for all our health this year. Yes. To have good health. That's right. Good health.
Yes.
Praying for Brother Dennis, too, that cancer will leave his body. Mm-hmm. Stay gone. So I just want to thank y'all and bless y'all and pray for y'all.
Yes.
You know, cause we all together here. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Saints.
Good morning.
You all should really come out on Friday nights. We have a good time.
Yes.
And I was saying, said the Lord's Prayer, but it just blessed me in a special way this week.
Yes.
And I heard a minister this morning ministering on the Lord's Prayer.
Oh,
I say, look at the Lord. Yes. But our daily bread.
Yes.
Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread is what he's given us.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord for just everything he's doing for me.
Yeah.
I be at work, and you know, I be struggling a lot of days. And that old devil come and say, why don't you just retire? Oh, honey, you just, oh, babe, you know, and you hear this all day, every day. And I tell him, you know, no, I'm waiting on the Lord. And one brother told me, he said, well, you know, the Lord give you sense to go,
wow.
You know, and maybe he's leading you and, I just listen to him and I say, now, I'm going to rebuke you. Don't think I'm rebuking you.
Yes.
But I'm rebuking Satan. Because the Lord told me that morning that he's coming soon.
Amen.
And I'm going to wait on him.
Amen.
And he told me, I don't care what it look like.
Right.
I'm going to wait on him.
Yes.
What else I got to do?
Come on.
I'm going to wait. So I thank God for that. And the man, he kind of made me say, that's right. He say, you wait. I say, so I thought I was going to have to go see the flower girl first. Because she an unbeliever, but I think I might roll a blade your way first. Back there and see. So I just thank the Lord just for being who he say he is. So I asked my sister, I said, look for me a coat. Because I want a coat where my skirt, you know, the wind one morning was so high, just blow you up in the building. I said, I don't want my dress to be blowing up. Well, the Lord been blessing with a beautiful coat. It's too good for work. I said, Lord, that's a church coat. But not only a coat, pair of gloves, a hat, and two scarves.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Good morning, Saints. I want to thank the Lord for being here. Guess it's the day for job testimony. I know I was trying to get out of my job. I was trying to run. Yeah, and you know, the devil telling me I can't do it. But, you know, Grandma prayed for me. My pastor prayed for me. And it's just been going so good. I've been doing real good. I got some better workers in there. It's like my days. I've been coming home thanking Lord for the good days I'm having. Because I was losing weight. I was struggling. The devil was trying to break me down. But I could do all things through Jesus Christ. My numbers is up. My work is listening to me, and I'm being the leader that I'm supposed to be. And I just thank the Lord for that and for just helping me, because he's done it. I don't know what he done did, but he's done it. I don't know what he did, but I just thank him. I don't want to run for God.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I have a job report as well. You know, I got my little job, and I thought I was only have 2-3 days, and I end up working Monday through Friday. So I said, thank you, Jesus. It's easy, and it's nice. People are nice. I just really like it, and I really enjoy it. And I just thank God, because it had to be his favor, because it wasn't a job from nobody I know who put me on. I felt that for it, and I went on in. So, you know, it's like, thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God for his love, and He's just so good. It's just unexplainable. I said that last week. It's unexplainable.
Amen.
And I just love how much he loves me and loves everyone.
Yes.
And I had a song. It's called He Loves. He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane.
I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us, oh. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us, oh. And he is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. And we are his portion and he is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If his grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. And heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way. And oh, how he loves us, oh, oh. How he loves us. How he loves us. Oh, yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
I haven't had any back pain since, but came up to the altar and I had pastor pray for me. But before that, I went to the doctor and they did an MRI, both my kidneys, and said I had a kidney stone. And I didn't want to tell nobody, I was keeping it to myself, but I talked to pastor and she prayed for me. And she touched my left side, and I went back to the doctor, the hospital, and they did a CAT scan on my kidneys. And the lady, she was looking at both the papers, and she said, I see a 7-millimeter kidney stone, but she said, I know you didn't pass it, she said, because we're going to do surgery to get it out of you. And I was just believing it. I was riding down the street in my work van and had this pain go across my back, and I lost control. And I called my dad and told him about it. He said, maybe that was that kidney stone passing. So the hospital finally called me back with the results. And she said, Mr. Dees, I don't know what happened, but she said, I'm looking at both the two papers and the kidney stone dissolved. It's gone. And I don't know how it happened. I just want to thank God for that, because I was believing. I always been a person, you know, I got to see it to believe it, but. I ain't gonna lie, he showed it to me. Yeah, it's gone.
We know what happened. Anybody else?
just want to praise the Lord. The scripture kept coming before me. You shall be like trees planted by the river. You know, sometimes the wind blows and we don't feel it. But we can see it in the trees. The trees rustle. And I know I stood out one day and I could hear the wind way off because I could hear it going through the trees. And that's how I felt this morning listening to the testimonies. People of this world, they don't understand the wind. But they can feel it or hear it when we testify. We are the trees. We're the when the wind goes through and you hear the rustling of the leaves, you know that God is moving. And that's how I felt, again, like I felt this morning when I heard the testimonies. And I was so impressed by the growth. And I was so thankful. I thought, God, look how these young ones have grown. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear you testify. Because then you really see what God is doing in our midst. You know? And so that's what we need to do, is go out in the world and be the trees that we're supposed to be. Letting them understand what God is doing, because they won't understand unless we tell them. Because we see how the world is. Shootings, everything that's going on. I mean, people are acting crazy. And they need someone that understands and loves them and cares. And I'm thankful for a church that I can go to. A group of people that I can be with. That understand who God is. And wants to praise Him and give Him honor and glory. Because He deserves all that honor and glory. How magnificent He is. How glorious He is. There's nobody like our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you for His favor here. So that we can give favor there. Praise God.
I was sitting back and I was like, Lord, do you want me to testify? Will you give me something to say? And I was just thinking about how it just seems like I get all these opportunities and things God wants me to do, like more than I can do. And I want to, you know, I feel like He wants to do so much through me, but I'm just like, God, I don't know how to do that. I've never done that before, you know, and it's just like, I just need more faith. You know, if He brings you to a task, He'll give you the strength and the ability to do it. And so I just have to remember that. And it reminds me of an old song. And it, like, the chorus goes, ask the Savior to help you, to comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you, and He will carry you through. You just ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Said He will carry you through. And He will carry you through. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This past Friday, when he was talking about how we should pray to God, my mother, who has passed on, has taught me and my brothers, this is the way you come to Jesus. Pray and believe. And every time I give the Lord's Prayer, when I'm in the room by myself, He shows me different things on what I should do, how to just be the man that He wants me to be. And every day I just thank Him for His mercy and His grace that He bestowed upon me every day. And I thank God for his love every day. Amen.